For many small towns across the country, the haunting sounds of the long, bellowing train whistles are part of an old-world charm. But for people who live near train tracks, that charm can wear off pretty fast. Back in the 1990s, the federal government mandated train whistles or horns as a safety feature. But a revision to that law means some communities can replace those noisy horns with other measures. Arizona Public Radio's Laurel Morales reports.
That's the sound of the train chugging through downtown Flagstaff on a recent morning. More than 100 trains pass through the town every day. Tom Elzey has been an engineer on those trains for more than 30 years, and for all of those, he's been tooting that horn to announce the train's arrival. That hasn't won him any popularity contests.
I was getting a haircut one time, and I told her that I was an engineer for the railroad, and she got incredibly irate. I think she blamed me for every time she'd been delayed at a road crossing and for all the noise. And she started waving those scissors around, and I'm thinking I'm going to end up with a mohawk when I walk out of here.
Elzey was obeying federal laws put into place in 1994. Before then, it was up to the states. Most had some sort of whistle mandate, but then Florida decided to try a statewide whistle ban. Federal Railway Administration spokesman Ron Reese says his agency was asked to study the ban's safety.
During the nighttime hours, when the whistle bans were in effect, the collisions increased almost three times, increased 195% during the ban hours.
This spurred the federal government into action. It mandated whistles at all public highway rail grade crossings across the country. After the law went into effect, the agency got a slew of requests. The communities didn't want the noisy whistles and suggested alternative safety precautions. Those alternatives? Gates, bells, lights, and signs. These so-called quiet zones were finally approved in 2005. More than 180 towns have enacted these quiet zones since then. Flagstaff is one of the latest. Engineers are still allowed to lay on the horn in emergencies, but longtime engineers like Tom Elzey are used to tooting them regularly, and it's a tough habit to break.
You know, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, you keep reaching for the horn the whole time, so you're just sitting there twitching the whole time, thinking that you're messing up somehow.
Still, rationally, Elzey knows he's not messing up. In fact, he believes quiet zones could even be safer than train whistles. The Federal Railway Administration agrees. The agency has done preliminary studies on the issue, and so far it says those studies show these quiet zones are indeed safer. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff, Arizona.